with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the opportunity to open your word. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will speak to parents, children, and may we understand your plan for our life. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before I start my sermon, I will not be here next Sabbath or the following Sabbath. Two Sabbaths in a row. I will be in the country of Cuba with another 38 people preaching the good news that Jesus is coming again. And we ask your prayers. That's all we're asking, your prayers. They will pray that this mission trip will take place and that God's name will be honored. It's a special day today because we celebrate our fathers. And we saw a number of you today raise your hand, stand up, and receive a gift that Women's Ministry prepared for you. And after our service, we're going to have a very special fellowship lunch that you do not want to miss. And just continue enjoying. And then we're going to have Michael Kelly share with us the heroes of faith. But this idea of father, mother, we've been thinking about family at the Fallbrook Church. We've been doing a series this month of June, and we're going to continue in the month of July talking about families. And we believe that families are important. We believe that God created families. Amen? And I believe that this passage that was nicely read by Michael, to honor our father and our mother, is evidence for us that for God, parents, fathers, and mothers are very important. In fact, this passage, as we know, comes from the Ten Commandments, something that God wants us to remember not just once a month or once a year or once a week, but every day of our life. That commandment to honor our parents is something that God placed in his word for our benefit. But I also believe that God cares about parents, fathers, because he uses the same title. Father, he calls himself our heavenly father. And he's not ashamed to call us, each one of us, his children. We have a heavenly father. I want to share with you something about this commandment that you probably already know, but I believe it's important to reiterate. There is a promise in honoring our father and our mother. And what is that promise? Long life. Isn't that something that everyone's looking for? What do I need to eat to live longer? What do I need to do to live longer? And God placed it right in that commandment, the formula for living longer. Honor your father and your mother. Honor them. That will give you long life. You might think, where's the evidence? You know that they made a study on these blue zones, one in Sardinia, I believe, one in Japan. But there's another one not too far from here. Where was it? Loma Linda, California. And they found that there's a lot of people who live past 100 years. And among the factors that they talked about was not just diet or exercise, but also this sense of belonging, family. How important it is for Adventists. And can we say amen? Amen? Family is very important. And that is a factor for living longer. And we knew that because God said so. Amen? He said it in his word. We would live longer if we honor our father and our mother. And you might think, Pastor Sam, you don't know my dad. Or you don't know my mom. And yes, there are exceptions to the rule, but I would say 99% of all parents love their kids. Amen? They would do whatever it takes to see them succeed. And I want to let the young people here in our church know that that is your greatest resource of knowledge, of support, and of love. You're not going to find it anywhere else. A lot of times we honor our classmates, we honor our coworkers, we honor our neighbor, we honor strangers, but we often forget to honor who? Our parents. And they've done so much for us. I was reading an article that said that the average investment that parents do, just as money-wise, not counting hours, minutes, and all the other stuff, but just money-wise, from the day they're born until they're 18 years old, in today's dollar, is $250,000. And you notice that does not include what? College. Well, these goes up to 18. I saw another article which was interesting, and I'll just share it. I won't develop it, but I just read it briefly, that it says that parents who invest more time in their children invest less money in them too. So just a hint there for parents. Parents who invest more time in their children invest less money in them. I want to share a little bit about my family, if that's okay with you. Yes? I have a mom who I want to say she sacrificed everything she had to see my sister Rachel and me grow up in a healthy environment, in a family where God was honored and where everybody did their part. And doing their part meant that I had a part to do too, which I wasn't always too happy about. You know, she had these chores. Anybody have to do chores? Yes, and you know, do things inside the house, do things outside the house, you know, like mow the lawn, you know, wash the car. And then she said, if you finish this, you will then be able to go and play with your friends. And that was awesome. You know, she kind of taught me that if you start something, finish it. And usually there are good consequences, yes? You will succeed. So that was something my mom taught me. My father, on the other hand, he taught me that God had a plan for me. No matter what happened in life, the circumstances, the difficulties, to persevere, not give up. God has a plan for you. And I saw him many, many times and in his own experience walk with our little family and move around, as many of you have. And you know how that is, new environment, new places. And difficulties come to our family. But the greater the crisis, the greater the problem. I saw my dad, he was even more so calm, trusting that God was in control. And that was something that he shared with me. And I think he shared this because this is something also that he saw his father do with him. I want to share a few things that I appreciate about my father. And maybe as homework for all of you who still have your father alive, just take a few minutes, call them or write to them, or if you can visit them, but let them know one, two, three things that you appreciate about your father. I appreciate about my father that he took time to listen to me. I appreciate that a lot, that in his busy schedule, teaching or preaching or having to listen to other people, he made some time for me to listen to me. I appreciate my father because he supported me in my education. And he said, Samuel, you can do this. And sometimes I thought, I can't. I don't have the finances to go to that country and study. And dad said, we are going to partner up and we're going to share in this experience and it's going to happen. I want to praise God for my father because I saw the many sacrifices and long hours of work that he took to provide for our family. I want to thank my father for his love for God and his people. I want to thank my father for his sincere and open discussions with me. I want to thank my father for being willing to negotiate or accommodate some of my ideas and plans. I want to thank my father for his willingness to help others, especially my friends. Hey, Dad, somebody needs a place to stay. Can he stay with us? Sure. I want to thank my father for his ability to forgive and forget, for his determination in getting things done in spite of the many setbacks and obstacles we sometimes faced, and for his selfless and humble example. And we could all list things that we appreciate about our father. Honor your father and your mother. Take time to appreciate, to value what they have done for you. What do you value? I know that what I value is what I invest time or money in it. Isn't that true? Did Jesus value parents? He valued them. In fact, he uses the same quote from the Ten Commandments to tell the people of Israel, value your parents. Don't say, hey, I have this money and I've promised it to God. Sorry, Dad and Mom, I cannot help you at this moment. He said, no. That's your tradition. But God says to honor your father and your mother. And yes, my parents are getting older, and there will become a time where I'm going to have to help them. And maybe not financially, but I'm going to have to help in other ways. And that is something that God is calling all children to do, to honor and appreciate their parents. The Word of God tells us, also in the New Testament, Paul, as we just read, admonishes the church in Ephesus to obey parents, to honor them, and to show respect to them. Our online dictionary tells us that the verb to honor has the meaning of holding someone in an honorable position, to regard someone with respect. For some of us, that might seem a little antiquated. Yes, we live in a society that tells us what? Independence. Think on your own. But I see the Bible tell us something different. Dependence, amen? But on who? On God. Respect your parents. Ask them. They want to share their wisdom with you. I've shared this before, but when I started dating Carolina, you know who was the first person I asked or I told? It was my mom. Yeah, I was 33 years old, too. I said, Mom, I'm thinking of dating this girl. Great. Finally. All right. Something's happening. Spark there. Yeah, I'm thinking. And so how's she like? And she started to ask me questions. I didn't just leave it at Mom, but Dad. Yeah, I'm thinking of dating this girl. I haven't asked her out or anything, but I'm thinking about it. Grandma, I'm thinking about it. My grandma's like, don't think about it. Just go. Move fast before somebody else gets to her. So parents are willing to share their wisdom and counsel with you, to help you out in life so that you can succeed. And I find in the book of Proverbs this mentioning of parents so much. It was one of my favorite books growing up, still is. But I want to share a few verses from the book of Proverbs. And if we go to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and we'll read a few others. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, it tells us, my son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For what? Verse 2. Length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. And you go through the book of Proverbs and it just encourages us to listen to our parents. But above all, to listen to our Heavenly Father. Yes, my dad and mom are not perfect. But God is perfect. And His Word is perfect. And we can trust God with all that we have. I want to share a little bit about my grandfather, Miguel Núñez. Born in 1896. He fought the Mexican Revolution on the side that lost. His mother, when he was 15 years old, died in a battle in Acapulco, Guerrero. And he never knew his father. He didn't know who his father was. But he had what he had and moved forward at age 15 all by himself. Got married once, got married twice. And in that second marriage is where he found out about Jesus and the promise that he's coming back again. That not only changed his life and the life of his wife, but also the life of his 8 other children. He had a total of 12. My father was among that group of 8. And he was one of the ones in the middle. And Grandpa wanted to share this good news with all of the town there in Salina Cruz, Oaxaca. What he basically did is he did his home became a church. And you did not go inside that church unless it was time to worship. That other section of the house was important. It was sacred. It was holy. And he invited his friends, his neighbors, and the church started to grow there in the city of Salina Cruz, Oaxaca. My father was growing in this environment now, going to church on Sabbath and learning about Jesus and his word, learning about the 10 commandments. And my grandpa, deep in his heart, wanted all of his children to succeed. And he knew that education can help in having success in life. And he encouraged my father, you need to go to school, you need to go to school, you need to study, you need to prepare yourself for life. You'll do much better. And my father was, he was okay with that. But one day, my grandfather received news that school was not just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it was now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Wow, what a dilemma. He wanted his son to succeed in life. He wanted him to have an education. And not going to school on Sabbath meant he wouldn't go through school. He couldn't. What was he going to do? Do parents have tough choices to make sometimes? We've been praying for you because you do have tough choices to make. And my grandfather, in his desire to see his son succeed, he said, Samuel, you're going to go to school on Sabbath. My dad looked at him and said, Dad, but we go to church on Sabbath. You're going to go to school on Sabbath. And my dad, was going to respect this man that is his father, and he grabbed his things, but something inside of him just made him say, no, on Sabbath, we go to church. And he grabbed his utensils, and he walked out as he saw people walking into church. He was walking out to school. 1 week went by, 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, a month went by, and he got a report Grandpa got a report from the teacher that Samuel Nunez was not going to school every Saturday. He was ditching school. That's a no-no. Grandpa was not happy. And Dad looked at him and said, "Dad, I can't go to school on Sabbath." And he thought, maybe he's just being lazy. And by the way, my father flunked that grade too. He didn't pass because of all the absentees he had. So my grandfather said, "You're not going to go to school. You're going to work. You're going to learn a good trade. I'm going to make you a carpenter. And I know this guy who has this shop, and he's going to show you all the skills that you need to make beautiful furniture. And you're going to be the best at it. And I'm going to just take you there." And my dad got there, but he was pretty young, learning this, so to work all these big tools. And the carpenter saw him and said, "You know, I'm going to give you, your first task is going to be get that broom and just sweep the shop." And those who have been to a shop know you can accumulate a lot of stuff in that shop. My dad swept Monday through Friday. 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month, 2 months. And my grandpa said, "So what are you learning?" "I'm learning to sweep, Dad." "Wow, that's all you're learning?" He says, "That's all I'm learning, learning to sweep." "But you want to go to school, don't you?" "Yes, Dad, I do want to go to school." "Well, what's the problem?" "I don't want to go on Sabbath." Sabbath. In Spanish, the word Sabbath and Sabbath are basically the same. So it's not just a Saturday. It's a day that God has set apart to worship. My grandpa thought about this situation. He said, "Samuel, I heard of a school that is in the state of Chiapas. And it's called Linda Vista. A school that was started by missionaries from Stockton, California. Today it's a university with nursing, theology, education. And I've heard of this school," Grandpa said, "and you're going to go. I don't have the money to pay the tuition, but you're going to work hard. And you're going to earn your pay. You're going to earn your school." And so my dad, he said, I basically got on a bus with my father. I had a shirt and some pants. That was it. That was my luggage. And I went to this school and worked throughout that year, finished my school year, went the following year, until he finished and he graduated with a class of 62. He was 17 years old. And at that age, they were asking him to be a pastor for 20 churches. Age 17. Can you see him? Probably don't recognize him, so I'm going to point them out to you. He's that one right there. He was happy. He had finished school. And he had honored his father, but above all, he had honored who? His heavenly Father. And you know who was happy too? Yes. Oops. Grandpa was happy too. He was very happy that his son had finished his education there in Linda Vista. My uncle Hiram, he teaches today in La Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México. He's an accountant, and he teaches in a faculty that only the accounting side of it has 30,000 students. That's in the city, Mexico City. And he shared with me, "You know, something that Grandpa did for your dad that he never did for any of us other seven. He sent him money for his food. We had to all work for school and food and place to stay. But Grandpa, he did that for for Samuel. I don't know why. He thought he was special. But I think I know why he did that. I think he did that because he saw that my dad was willing to honor God first and honor any other human being. There's a text that I would like to finish off with. Psalm 68:5. God is what? A father of the and a judge of the is God in his holy habitation. Amen? He is our father. And I don't know about you and your upbringing, and maybe you didn't have the opportunity of having a godly father. But God has promised to be what? Our father. And to guide us, and we can trust him, we can go with him with any circumstance that we might be dealing with. Any relationship that might not be going too well, we can come to him. He is the father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. My encouragement to all of you today, take time, if you still have your dad, to appreciate what they have done for you. Amen? And yes, follow the counsel of the Bible. Honoring your father and your mother gives you what? Long life. And if we especially honor this Father, our Heavenly Father, he's promised us what? Eternal life. A life that he wants you to enjoy, not only here on earth, but one day when Jesus comes again. Amen.